You're now on your way to the ER.
No, not that one. Sorry.
It's time for the entertainment report.
Oh, I get it. The ER entertainment report. Genius.
You're now in the ER with Nick B. He'll cover Hollywood like only he can. Now, here's Nick B.
Kim Kardashian was on Jimmy Kimmel, where she basically bragged about her billions of dollars and how eccentric and spoiled she really is. This woman is someone who is famous for something that doesn't take much creativity, which is lying on her back, possibly being directed by her mother, who is her manager. Kim Kardashian is famous for a sex tape, and people have followed her for no good reason. Seriously, what has she accomplished other than becoming famous for polishing black dudes and Pete Davidson's poles? Hell, Kanye, when he was sane, said he first got attracted to her over her movie, which is weird, as all get out, but hey, you do you, boo-boo. This woman was Paris Hilton's ass wiper, and she turned her fake ass and fake self into a billion fucking dollar business after she caused Kanye to go crazy. I'm not hating on her for being a woman or successful or anything like that. I just can't stand when people are given godlike status for nothing but their dick-sucking skills. I think that sends a bad message. So part of the show had her talking about what was true or false that people believe about her. Spoiler, it's all fucking true. This bitch is insane. She is fucking certifiably insane. Crazy. Don't believe me? Look at Kanye. One of the bad things that she has to have someone take the cardboard off of her coffee cups. Are you fucking kidding me? There are people with legit issues about textures and whatnot, and this fake bitch wants to try and pretend to be one of those? I say pretend because the former Man Show host was quick to make a stupid ass joke about her running from the Amazon delivery driver, but she was quick to say, it's just from the coffee cups, fake bitch. She also pissed off the Swifties by claiming, life is good, when Kimmel asked her about the drama, though he didn't have the balls or was probably instructed by the slobknob queen handlers not to ask directly. Who keeps supporting this whore? Actress Anne Hathaway revealed that she once made out with 10 actors for a movie to see if she had chemistry with them. She revealed this in an interview that this was something Hollywood used to do. Right. She said it wasn't a power play or anything, it was just what they did. Want to know what else Hollywood did? Kids! Hollyweird is rampant with rapists and pedos, and this type of behavior being accepted was just what we did back then is part of how those people get into power and become the next Weinstein. Or Danny Masterson. Anne has now Frenched her way to the top, becoming a producer on her projects and ensuring us that nothing like this happens anymore. Is it just me, or is Hollyweird getting weirder? And the story's getting even more wild. Now I see why they idolize people like flip me like a sack of potatoes on my back and have your way with me, Kim Kardashian. The world is a sick place. Amanda Bynes is trying to get her ex back, or at least she let her impulsive thoughts win out for a time before she deleted the post. She posted a simple question asking if others post to their Instagram in hopes of getting an ex-lover's attention. Again, what's going on in Hollyweird? But Amanda is one of the people I feel sorry for, as she obviously has gone through some trauma, and the whole world remembers when she said she wanted Drake to murder her vagina. Girl is definitely traumatized, and she was one of my favorite actresses too. Tom Cruise showed up and danced his ass off at Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday bash. The 61-year-old actor apparently was breakdancing on the dance floor to many guests' amazement. Still, you gotta admit, as crazy as Cruise tends to be, he seems to be the life of the party. Just hopefully it's not the Diddy type of party. Not Maverick. Anyone but Maverick. One of my favorite singers currently, Jason Jelly Roll DeFord, has reportedly left social media after many people continue to bully him over his weight. Not only can Jelly rap his ass off, he can sing. And every time he shows up somewhere, the man is obviously living his best life and happy to be there. Why do people have to be so mean? Jelly knows his weight, and if you listen to any of his music besides the stuff that's recently come out, you'd know that. I recommend Same Asshole, because he goes into depth about it and a few other things. Leave Jelly Roll alone, man. He looks like one of the good guys, and he is trying to do better with his life and getting into shape and just trying to enjoy the dream that he is now living out. Why you gotta shit all over the man? That's the only question I got. Give him a break. That's going to do it for this episode of In the ER with Nick B. To learn more about me, visit www.nickbnation.com and be sure to follow me on all socials. I am at Nick B Talks. Y'all be good. I'll see you next time.
Proceeding was produced by Look Butterflies Entertainment. All rights reserved. Unauthorized reproduction or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of Look Butterflies Entertainment is strictly prohibited. Check our website for shows, ways to listen, and all of our social media links. To learn more, visit www.nickbnation.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Look, butterflies.